Cheryl, Hagryl, Burrell, Burrell. 829.55. This is a 68-year-old woman with history of COPD, confusion, weight loss, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, schizophrenia. Patient is a heavy smoker. She tells me that she's never going to quit smoking till the day she dies. She doesn't drink alcohol. She's originally from Houston, not married. Used to be an order puller for a construction company. Has one child. Surgery and a recent surgery. COVID immunizations, upset allergy, penicillin. Family history. Mom and dad are living, but they suffer from diabetes and high blood pressure. Review of system, weight loss, shortness of breath, weakness, falls. Patient's O2 sat is only at 78% on room air. Patient is rather confused, delusional, with hallucination. Patient also has a scalp lesion, which appears to be in seborrheic dermatitis, consistent with seborrheic dermatitis, but currently is infected. Medication, Vistriol, 100 milligrams, 3 times a day, Clonopin, 0.5, 3 times a day, Crestor, 40 milligrams a day, Trazodone, 100 milligrams a day, Coric, 12.5 milligrams twice a day, Depakote, 250 milligrams, 3 times a day, Cogentin, 0.5, once a day. Blood pressure is 140 over 90, pulse is 92, pulse is 100, respiration is 18, O2 sat's 78 to 80% on room air. Patient appears quite thin, edentulous, with muscle wasting and confused on examination. Heart puzzles, home puzzles, two tachycardic lungs, wrong kind, coarse breath sounds, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows no lymphadenopathy, skin shows decreased turgor or mucosa within a lesion. The scalp appears to be quite infected with seborrheic dermatitis with secondary cellulitic lesions. Assessment, here we have a 68-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, tachycardic, symptoms of core pulmonale, shortness of breath, weakness, decreased mentation, increased confusion, hypoxemia, tachycardia, with symptoms of delusion and hallucination related to her psychiatric illness, period. Patient is on high dose of medication to control her symptoms that have been somewhat successful in doing so, period. Next number is hypertension, next one is hyperlipidemia, next patient has muscle wasting, decreased weight. Patient requires help with ADL, is bowel and bladder continent at this time, but has frequent accidents, period. Patient also has numerous bruises on her upper and lower extremity, consistent with frequent falls, period. Patient is in need of O2 at this time, given her hypoxemia and the degree of end-stage COPD with muscle wasting, cachexia, and symptoms of core pulmonale. Thank you.